Hey guys, this is Katie Engler from the Engler team, and today's podcast is going to be specifically on Facebook tips for funneling and marketing your real estate leads. So of course, as you know, we have buyer leads and seller leads, and how we approach those is actually quite different, just because the nature of each lead really does need to be targeted differently. So when we speak about the different types of targeting for, let's start with buyer leads, we want to ensure that we have a regular branded page that is not your personal Facebook account. So for instance, mine is the Engler team with Keller Williams. Yours can be tips and tricks for real estate success. It can be labeled whatever you'd like, but it really does need to be branded separately so that you can start establishing that brand name, logo recognition. You'd like to make sure that you do have cohesiveness there. That's very important. I would definitely have that established for several weeks before I started boosting posts and before I would consider any type of lead generation that's coming off of that page. You really, really do need to focus on building the brand first, and then the leads will come subsequent to the brand. Okay, so let's say that you do already have your company branded Facebook page, the page I was just mentioning earlier that you can come up with the title, just make sure that it's relevant, and I definitely would add the brokerage, the main brokerage name that you are with. It just makes it a little bit more straightforward to help your brand. So your first option for a buyer lead that I would go ahead and start with, it's definitely the most cost-effective way to get your name out there and start getting some basic posts that have to do with solidifying your brand. And that's through a boosted post. Boosted posts are definitely different than a Facebook lead ad, and we'll go over that in another podcast episode. But for right now, let's just stay on track with boosted posts. What they are is, for example, let's say that you are introducing a new open house that you have, or you're introducing who you are to your company, or anything, really anything off of your page, but anything that has to do with your branding to get leads, okay, buyer leads specifically, you will want to pick a certain targeting that comes off of that boosted post. And it will let you choose the age group, it will let you choose the city, the radius, how far. Really up to 3 to 5 different preferences or keywords, also known as tags, that people have associated themselves with being interested in. For example, real estate, vacations, realtor, selling my home, whatever you can think of that is going to be relevant to your particular post is something that you can choose on there. The next part to that is just making sure that your creative is really clean and your branding is consistently matching. If you aren't sure of your logo yet, don't put it out there. Just put out a picture of maybe your professional headshot. Make sure that everything, like I said before, is going to stay cohesive and nice and all together as your brand. That is so, so, so important, especially for the credibility once people start seeing it and being what we call dripped by it, which is a consistent exposure of your brand, just because that is how people will remember you. So make sure that you're not jumping around too much there. Okay, guys, so once you've chosen all of the following criteria and you're ready to put your boosted post out there, the next step is really where the critical decisions come in. And just to back up for 1 second, when you are picking up everything and picking out all of your criteria for your boosted post, it will kind of take you step by step per category that is allowed. Like I said before, the location, the preferences, the cities, the creative, the content, which call to action button that you're looking for. Is it send message? Is it call now? That's going to be completely on your preference and your scheduling. Okay, just think about what the ask is of that ad before you pick one of the buttons. For example, if you have something that's just a general post about, hey, my name is so-and-so, I work with Keller Williams Realty, and, you know, call me to buy a house type of ad, okay, you may want to use a call now button versus, you know, schedule me, just because that makes more sense and it's more of an immediate urgency. On top of that urgency, it's also going to vet a little bit more stringently who is serious about your ad. I may go ahead and send you a message, but I may not call you. But if I call you, that to me means it meant enough to me to pick up the phone and actually talk to you about something. I'm not just filling out a form for the sake of the fact that I liked what your ad looked like. So just keep that in mind when you're making these posts. Think about what your end goal is in every one of these choices, and you really won't go wrong with it. It's a boosted post is pretty straightforward. Now, as I was saying before, the next steps are really where it becomes critical, and that's where are you leading these potential buyer leads to once they see your posted ad? What is your funnel, and why is your funnel constructed that way? And that's something that I will definitely dive in further in its own specific episode, because it is very, very detailed and it depends on what we're asking. However, I do want to touch on a small portion of that now, because so many of you seem to be asking about that and wanting to know, how do I really make sure I vet my lead and get some leads calling me that are really interested in what I have? And the first step with that is to make sure that when they're clicking a learn more button, as your call to action, that it's taking them to some sort of deliverable for them. And the most common one that we see now, for example, would be a home valuation, but there are so many different ones that you can choose to do. You can also make a PDF, if you will, of specifically for buyer leads. The home valuation was really for a seller lead. However, that seller may very well need to, not only sell theirs, but purchase on the other side. So it's not just the fact that one person is only a seller lead. So just kind of keep that in mind when I'm talking about this. But you can make a PDF pretty easily with just some general like tips and tricks that, you know, you don't want to put things that people can easily Google, but really put some of your solid advice into the document and say, you know, here's the top five things that we're finding in this area that, are selling homes the fastest, and make that downloadable for them on the next page once they click through from your boosted post. You need to be providing some sort of true value. Okay, that's the critical piece. Let me say that again. You need to be providing some sort of true value to who you're talking to. If you're talking to a seller, if you're talking to a buyer, if you're talking to potentially both, it doesn't matter. No one is going to stop and fill something out or give you their email address if there's not something in it for them, unless it's an off-the-wall chance that they just like the pictures of the property and they're just going to fill it out anyway. So that is where a lot of people go wrong, is they're really not honing in on what is the value based on what I'm asking, okay? So if I'm asking someone, hey, call me if you're looking to buy or sell a home, then the home valuation makes sense on both sides of that, okay? Let's just use that as an example. So you click learn more off the ad. It takes you from Facebook to what we like to call a landing page. Some people call it a squeeze page. It's the same thing, okay? It's going to take you to something very simplistic that's meant to be ultra high converting. So all this page is meant to do is give me what I want, which is your email address, okay? And it's going to give you what you want very quickly, which is a downloadable document of some sort, either the home evaluation, either it's the tips and tricks to buy a home, you know, you name it, whatever the value is, it needs to be fast. Okay. So that is the critical second step into building your funnel. I cannot give you a overall blanket of what that looks like because each ad is different. Each ask is different. I would need to know the exact scenario that each and every ad is going through, but the steps of this are going to remain the same. Boosted post, funnel them through to a very specific lead page. Okay, so once we're funneled to that lead page, okay, or landing page, we really need to think about, all right, so now they've downloaded my PDF or they've gotten a home valuation from me or they've gotten whatever my value is. So now I need to figure out what I'm going to do with the email address that I asked for. And that seems like it's very straightforward, but this is also another critical, critical piece to this three funnel process, okay? And you need to make sure that you understand how to nurture that lead. So let's say you have Jane Doe's email and Jane Doe received her home valuation and she's like, oh, I didn't realize my home was worth $350,000. I think I might want to go ahead and sell. She'll probably just call you. But most people are going to look at it, they're going to digest it, and it's going to be up to you to nurture that lead. So just like anything else, it's going to take multiple touch points. But where is this lead going? So I suggest having a CRM that you're using. A lot of us already have a dialer to contact expireds or for sale by owners or whatever you're calling. And that does come with a CRM function. Okay. You do have the capability of funneling that lead and their information through to there. You can also have a separate CRM. Let's say Salesforce is a big one. It's a good one. There's many, many more. There's many free options. You really don't need to use it to its full capacity. You just need to make sure that you have an accurate place to store all this information. Because when you do start to drip them, it does become very important based on the amount of time that it was that they filled out what you wanted them to fill out. And not only the time, but depending on what type of lead, you're going to want to put them in their own subset. Okay, I'm not going to send the same email to a purely seller-generated lead as I would to a buyer. That makes no sense. So I would need to have a way to keep this all organized. Okay, if you have 2,000 leads, you're never going to remember which email was sent when and to what target audience you're sending it to. So getting the right CRM, making sure that that email address is funneled in there the right way, following up with lead nurture, it's going to take at least 8 to 10 times, you guys, then that is really the three-step process. So basically what I've described to you is a very simple three-step funnel. It's the boosted post, which is just your post that you've made off of your page that you're, quote, boosting to a specific audience for a specific reason. They come to it, they learn more about it, it takes them off to a landing page that is going to facilitate the ask, being that PDF download or home valuation or whatever you feel that your value is to them to get their attention. And then in turn, you get their information. Okay, that information goes into a CRM, client relationship manager. Call it Salesforce, call it, I use Mojo Dialer. Mojo has a CRM that you can put these leads into. You may, on certain CRMs, have to like export an Excel file, but it definitely can be done. It's going to be a different answer depending on every CRM. But that is the basic three-step funnel. Now, I'll say that again. It's very basic. It's three steps. It's meant for boosted posts. It's meant to get started. This is not an overnight thing, you guys. Nothing with Facebook, with leads, unless you're spending tons of money. And I should preface this that is my opinion. That is not a fact. But nothing is going to be an overnight thing. So if you're not seeing results the first week, you know, don't get discouraged on the fact that you did it wrong or that, you know, your targeting is wrong. It's not. It's the fact that this is branding, this is exposure, and this is an ask that is going to take a while. If you have a buyer or seller lead that you're working with, more often than not, that same statement would hold true even if you didn't get them off of Facebook. So we need to just keep this in mind that boosting posts is more about brand recognition and gathering leads over time, okay? So I hope this helps you. If you have any questions, which I know you will, I know that it's easier to see this in person than to hear about it, please reach out to me. You can always reach me on my cell phone at 843-520-6220. feel free to shoot me an email and just outline all of your questions. That always makes it easy. It's Katie Engler, KatieEngler at kw.com. Or you can always just reach out to me on my website, EnglerTeam.com. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Again, like I mentioned earlier, there'll be several more to come, and they will be much more in-depth and detailed on each step. But we have to start somewhere, and you guys have been asking me what the basic outline of this is. So I hope this helps, and have a wonderful day. Thanks.